Press play.
Curtain of an hour in.
It's time to take a spin.
The shade and tea to spill.
Ooh, drama. Oh, that's a tweet. Did they book? Who got nom?
They option no.
Oh, I'm not well.
What star will we talk to today? Oh, that's a gag, honey.
Say no more. Drama.
Drama. Welcome to Drama, a podcast that's about theater,
pop culture,
love,
and life in New York City. And I am Dylan McDowell.
And I'm Connor McDowell. Dylan, it's been a minute.
It has been a minute.
Since we sat down to record together.
You know, there's been something on my mind lately.
Okay, tell
me. It's just in the spirit of drama. I've been thinking about how it's everything. Drama is the air we breathe.
Yes.
It's the tweets we read, the stories we tell, the stories we see. Or if you're like you mute all the stories on Instagram for everyone. I don't know if our guest does that or not. We'll see. But today we're going to be bringing you some of that drama in the most positive way we possibly can with an incredible sizzling guest who we'll bring in.
I can't wait. Oh my God.
When we first made our list of people that we wanted to talk to, our guest was one of the people who were like, that's fun.
He's going to be great.
Mm-hmm. But we'll get to that.
Yes. Okay. So what have you been up to? What did you do today? I haven't seen you since last night.
I know. Well, since we haven't recorded for a while, there's something that I wanted to talk about, and that was just the Broadway Princess party last week.
Oh, yeah.
I try not to talk about work too much on here, but getting to work at 54 Below means you get to go to cool shows.
Mm-hmm. And I get to tag along with you.
Yep. And the Princess party was one of the best. I don't know if our guest has seen one or not. Maybe we'll be in one at some point.
Oh, yeah, like a Broadway Prince party.
It just reminded me how much I love Disney and how that was like our gateway into theater. Like seeing Susan Egan.
Oh, my God.
Sing Home from Beauty and the Beast. Because that was the first show that we saw on Broadway.
And the first show that we were in as 12-year-olds, remember.
There's a photo out there of me as Cogsworth.
And me as Lumiere. But
I would say that was the career-defining moment in our youth.
Yeah.
It put us on the map of Cleveland, Ohio theater.
That's right. Oh, my God. Well, Susan Egan, of course, has been on my mind, too, because with Disney Plus dropping and maybe having dropped by the time this podcast is released, she was in the iconic Disney Channel original movie, Gotta Kick It Up.
Yeah.
As Miss Bartlett, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. She had this, a young America Ferrera also appeared in that movie.
Yes.
Disney
Emmy,
Plus.
Emmy winner, America
Ferrera. Did you see that whole thread of all the different things that they're going to be releasing?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was all over it.
There were some that I was like, is this a real movie?
Well, and it left off some things, like Enchanted with Amy Adams was left off, which is honestly homophobic. But anyway, wait.
I'm mostly looking forward to some of the Disney Channel original movies like Phantom of the Megaplex.
Oh, I loved that one.
The one, Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off? Was it a bake-off? Do you remember that movie?
It was a cook-off. You know what? It honestly challenged gender norms in a
way
I couldn't have even fathomed.
Because it made you realize that as a young boy, you too could cook
and play baseball, which I never wanted to do.
Wow.
Maybe our guest played baseball. Oh my God, there's so much to say. You know, the movies I'm most excited about, which I already own on DVD, so I don't need them on Disney Plus, but are the High School Musical trilogy, which I firmly believe to be one of the greatest film trilogies of all time. They really made their impact on the zeitgeist. They brought musicals into our living rooms again.
They did.
Iconic cast that, honestly, they're all still killing it.
They're all working.
Zac Efron, Vanessa Hudgens, Ashley Tisdale. She's on this new, I think it's an NBC show, but she's in a show. She's producing.
Her new nose is wonderful.
Yes. We love.
Which we saw appear for the first time in Sharpay's Fabulous Adventure, the spinoff.
Fabulous Adventure.
Like All Stars 1 of RuPaul's Drag Race, we don't talk about Sharpay's Fabulous Adventure.
But there was a post-credit scene. Have you seen? Okay, wait. I need to bring our guest in a second. There's this the film Sharpay's Fabulous Adventure for the Children That Have Forgotten. It was this spin-off movie that they did, which followed her journey to New York City.
It was direct to Disney Channel.
Well, as they all work.
Well, they went from High School Musical 3, which was a theatrical release.
Yeah, which we went to at midnight when it was released. I know. You're probably thinking, wow, they really are wild.
They're gay, but they're 15 and they're closeted, but they're going with their gal pals to this premiere.
You know what? Honestly, huge impact on my life.
Especially because they all got to talk about Zac Efron, but we didn't.
I know.
Anyways.
I also have to say, I controversially think High School Musical 2 is the best film of all of them. I know. Here, listen, I'll make a case for it later. Maybe I'll make a case for it at some point with our guests, but...
Let's bring in our guest.
Oh, my God.
Someone who embodies a young Troy Bolton energy.
Yes. Oh, my God. I love that. I could see him in a Disney Channel movie, you know, maybe a CW show. But right now, we're going to catch him in something else. Okay, so I got a little intro here. Our guest today, he rose to fame as a finalist in the iconic 2017 Jimmy Awards. Listeners, look this up on YouTube right now. It's a must. Jimmy Awards medleys are amazing, and you got to look his up. It's really, really fun. He is also a regular at the, you know, the wonderful Fine Science 54 Below. Some might even say a regular cast member of the Pronoun Showdown series, which is not only in New York, but also has become a national sensation going to the West Coast. And, you know, I think the most exciting thing right now is that he's making his Broadway debut this fall in the highly anticipated Alanis Morissette musical, Jagged Little Pill. Please welcome to drama, Antonio Cipriano. Hey,
thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh yes. My God.
And what we learned is your podcast debut.
This is my podcast debut. This is crazy for me. I'm very excited.
In our moody little recording studio.
The mood lighting is everything.
Yeah.
Wait, okay, so we were talking about Disney a second ago, and you were like trying to jump in the conversation.
Oh, yeah.
You wanted to bring you in. Oh. Were you a big High School Musical fan?
Yes. So I was 6 years old when the first movie came out, which is, sorry. sorry, guys. Apologize.
Did you mean 16?
Yes.
Right, okay, great. Same.
Because they came out in 2006, right?
Yeah, so we were 12. I think, we're
20. Yeah. So I was a little kid, but... By the time the third movie came out, I was like into High School Musical. This was like my thing. Zac Efron was like my idol because I played sports growing up and like doing all that stuff, but I also love theater and like he was a big inspiration for me. I was like, I can do both, you know? Like I can do both.
That.
Totally.
That's the power.
You know? Like it was really cool. It made musical theater like cool to do, you know? So High School Musical was my thing for a little bit. I was Troy Bolton for Halloween and everything. You know,
the huge. Is there a photo out there somewhere?
Yes, there is for sure. Okay. I will be sending it to you guys.
Yeah. Oh my God, I need to see it. You know, Dylan and I were referred to as the Ryan and Sharpay of Independence High School.
That's amazing.
Dylan was definitely Sharpay.
Definitely.
That is amazing.
He has the hunger.
Oh yeah.
I have
the
hats.
You know what? That's cool though.
Yeah.
Hats are the best.
Yeah, you're wearing one right now.
I am wearing a hat.
Podcast
right
is
now.
Such a visual form.
Yes.
So, how are you? We want to just kind of get things started.
Yeah.
Just ask you, are you well?
I am so well.
Yeah?
I've never been more well in my entire life.
Oh my God, this is a drama podcast first. Normally everyone says they're quite unwell.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh yes.
Oh my goodness. In a fun way.
Wow.
But you have this great energy. You came in today. You're just excited to be here.
Yeah. I mean, the rehearsals aren't easy, you know? I mean, it's definitely long days, but I mean, just the excitement of making the Broadway debut in like less than 3 weeks, which is crazy to me. I don't even know what to do. That's crazy. But so I was actually pretty excited to come in today. Pretty excited to talk to you guys. You seemed awesome. We never really had a conversation. You know, we'd always like talk to 54, but never actually had a chance to talk.
Well, thanks for trusting us.
Yeah, of course.
And helping us launch this podcast.
Thank you guys for having me.
Trusting something with the title of drama. You never know what you're walking into.
Yeah.
I love drama. Know so much about Jagged Little Pill.
Yeah.
Is this experience what you thought it would be?
Yeah.
I feel like I wasn't going to make this an interview, but all of a sudden I'm like,
no.
Every detail ever.
Because you did it out of town.
Yeah. So I've been with it for over 2 years now, which is crazy. So I started when I was 17 years old. The fall of my senior year of high school. I got the part and I missed a lot of school my senior year. Graduated early in March.
Okay.
And went to Boston with the team, and it was like the coolest experience of my life. I mean, I'd never experienced like a stage door, like stuff like that. That was just like nothing what I could have ever imagined. It was everything. Everything was so cool.
So you were 16, you're 17.
I was 17. Yeah,
and so this was after the Jimmy Awards.
Yes.
So you were going into your senior year when you did the Jimmy Awards then. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
So it was the summer going into my senior year.
Okay.
And that's actually how I booked Jagged.
I was going to ask that next.
Yeah.
So did you just like find it? Because you're from Michigan. You're a Midwest boy, just like us.
Yes. Where are you guys from?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. What part of Michigan?
Detroit. It's like 15 minutes out of Detroit. It's in the mitten. Okay. You know, it's up there.
So are you a Tigers fan?
I am a Tigers fan. I'm all Detroit. I mean... Okay, so here's the thing. We don't have great sports teams right now, But I was a Tigers fan growing up my whole life. I was like every sports team in Detroit fan. I mean, it's very hard to be a fan when, like, the Lions last night was embarrassing. Whatever, it's fine. But, like, you know, it's... You gotta stay true to the hometown.
You're talking to Cleveland Browns children.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, you guys stole our 0-16 record.
Did we?
Yes. The Lions were, like, known for the 0-16 record, and then the
and
Browns
that's a bad
came
thing,
in.
Right?
Yes. It's all, I mean, it means you didn't win a game in the season, and
that's so
the Cleveland
sad.
Browns did it a few years ago, and they stole our title of the worst team in the NFL.
I feel like people don't shit on Detroit sports, though, in the way that... Not to, like, try and, like...
Is it hard to be a Detroit?
So what are the other teams? Sorry, this is suddenly a sports podcast.
No, I love that.
We're
Let's
masculine
talk, man.
Today.
Let's talk.
This is interesting to me because one of our best friends in college was from Northwest Ohio, but he was just closer to Detroit. And so he was always a Lions, or not Lions, Tigers. Bears?
Lions, Tigers, Bears. It's the Lions, the Tigers, the Pistons, the Red Wings.
Okay.
Is there another? Yeah.
So and the Tigers are baseball. Okay, so we were always Cleveland Indians fans, but our friend in college was a huge Tigers fan. We're always like, what is that?
Yeah,
is that like a mini rivalry, do you feel, between like
the Indians and the Tigers? Yeah, I mean they're always, except for when the Tigers have sucked the past few seasons, but
sorry,
they whatever, it's okay. I'll get over it. But like the Tigers and the Indians have always been like the top because they're in the same division.
Okay,
so they are always against each other. Yeah,
you know, we've been to Detroit once,
really,
in a stadium.
Yes.
Where were you guys at?
We were there for an event.
Was it the Palace?
It was like a football.
It was like
the Ford Field.
It was Ford Field.
Yeah, you guys were at Ford Field.
It was for a One Direction concert.
Okay, I know. Yeah, my sister, I'm sure, went. She was definitely there.
Which she might have been one of the girls who we befriended that night because we were just too lonely.
Yeah.
I remember I forgot to shave that night and I thought I was like this like moody, like rough, like 21.
We did get some dirty looks walking in. We would always like have issues with the moms.
Yeah.
Because they're, you know.
Because it's like moms with like 10 girls and they're like... Protect my daughter.
Yes, exactly.
God.
We'd be like, can someone take our picture for us, please?
Yeah.
And then the mom would get scared. Anyways. Okay, so yeah, that's the only time we've been to Detroit.
So I'm trying to like track your journey. So you were a Jimmy Awards finalist.
Jimmy Awards, yes.
Booked Jagged. Yes. Graduated early during your senior year. And then did you move to New York after the Boston run?
So we ended the Boston run on July 15th. And then I went home for a little bit to kind of like finish off the summer. I went to my cottage and everything. It's like I don't know if you know what a cottage is, because a lot of people don't.
Of course.
A lot of people are like, what is a cottage? I'm like, are you kidding me?
Inform
it's like
the
thing in Michigan. So a cottage is like, it doesn't have to be, it's not bougie. It's just like it's a very small cabin that is like on, because we have the Great Lakes. So I'm on Lake Huron, and we just live, we have a second little cottage summer home on the lake, and it's
so fun.
Beautiful. It is some of my most cherished.
And you have a couple
of
siblings.
Memories. Yeah, I have an older brother who's a senior at Michigan State and a younger sister who is a senior in high school.
Okay, cool. Wow, are they theater kids as well? Or
no.
Okay.
My sister danced when growing up, and my brother actually, his senior year of high school, got super like into it. We did Grease together. I was Danny and he was Kaneki. It was actually the cutest thing. So we kind of have like the brother.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he look like you?
Kind of. We have a little bit of resemblance.
Okay.
I think if you mix me and my brother together, you get my dad.
Okay.
So it's like...
We've actually met your dad.
My dad is the best. Mm-hmm. He was just here.
Oh,
we were
nice.
Like living our best lives. It was so much fun. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. So yeah, does your family come and visit you often or...
Yes.
Are you alone in the city?
I'm alone in the city.
Oh, no. Wow. Everyone, rescue this poor young boy.
I got a lot of friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was actually something we were thinking about is so you went home that summer... After Jagged ended, and then you moved here that fall?
Yeah.
By yourself?
It was really weird. So I came to New York to meet up with my friends so that we could go to on a Labor Day weekend trip to Maine.
Fun.
So we did the whole trip to Maine, and then I ended up, there was a school called IAMT, American Institute for American Musical Theater, that my voice teacher runs. So he was like, come and take some classes and do some stuff. And then I realized like, oh my God, I'm not going home. I was only supposed to be gone for a week and go back home, wow. and I never went back home until Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Yeah, so I basically moved here, and then Thanksgiving, and then I came right back. So it was more like going home for holidays yeah. and coming back to the city. So
that feels, it sort of reflects like a college semester.
Yeah.
Was that a decision for you to not go to college because of Jagged? Or,
yeah, okay. it was a main, so I got into Pace, and I was going to be going to Pace, and like a week before school started, the schedule for Jagged came out, and like I was going to miss a lot of stuff, mm-hmm. and the head of the program was like, you know what? We're always here. You go, like, you're going to miss a lot of stuff. So we don't want that. Yeah. So just do that.
Yeah. I've yeah. heard that about Pace, that they are yeah, so encouraging.
Very, very encouraging about
yeah
actually doing it. And, you know.
So you moved, so then you were by yourself. Did you have someone like helping you?
Thanks.
I was
yeah.
like, if I would have been here alone, thankfully I had my brother.
Yeah,
like,
no. So when I moved here, so my friends that I went to Maine with were Tyler Kappa.
Oh. And,
yeah. So I actually.
Who else was on that trip? Tell the listeners, probably are curious.
So it was Tyler Kappa, James Murray, who's also the roommate, familiar. Tyler and James. And then Jill Hoffman, who's another high school friend of theirs, who's an amazing performer too. And she's so awesome. And then Sarah Google, who is Sarah Joy. I don't know what she's going on, but she's
she in the Google legacy.
It's unfortunately not
okay.
spelled
all right,
the same.
But she gets asked it every day.
Yeah.
Every
yeah.
day.
Yeah. So that was such a fun trip. We like wow. hiked some waterfalls and did like the best stuff. So it was really cool.
I love that.
Yeah.
So fun.
And then it was like city life.
Yeah.
Right after that.
I was living in Washington Heights.
Great.
I was literally sleeping in a little cot in like the back of a bedroom.
This is it.
It was
glamour.
The best. It was honestly some of the best times of my life. Last yeah. November, last like fall was amazing.
That's
living
awesome.
My best life.
I love so that.
Cool. Yeah.
I feel like last time was the first time I saw you perform in anything because I didn't move to New York till last September.
Okay.
And I saw you in like, I think it was a One Direction.
Yeah, I did a One Direction thing. Concert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were and then.
Only get it. And the mic went out.
Yes. I remember. But the crowd sang along.
Yes. It was one of the coolest moments I've had at 54.
Wait, was that Night Changes?
Yeah.
Okay. That's my top five One Direction songs.
It's my favorite One Direction song.
Yeah. It's really good.
And I'm not. I liked One Direction.
Thank
they
you.
Were great. They
were
so
in good
awesome.
Company.
Yeah, and my sister loved them, so like I listened to all their music.
Yeah.
So it's good stuff.
When you do concerts at 54, because yeah. I do marketing, so I'm not on the producing end of things, but do you get to pick the songs that you sing, or do the producers say, we want you to do Night Changes?
It's complicated sometimes, like when I did Tyler's show, when it's like you're friend you can help him and like be like, oh, I kind of want to sing this song, it'd be cool. Yeah. Like I got to sing Not Over You by Gavin DeGraw. I was like,
oh yes.
It's like a cool different song that I've never sung before. Yeah. Like I always sing musical theater stuff and I kind of want to spice things up a bit. But like for Pronoun Showdown and stuff, like Abby and Kim definitely like think of songs in their head and they're like, oh my god, this would be so good for like. When they mentioned Requiem, I was like, oh my God, this is going to be so cool.
Oh,
like,
it's so good.
They come up with ideas and they'll ask me. We've gotten to a point, I've done like seven of them,
yeah.
six. Like, I definitely like help them out. I'm like, hey, I really would love to do this song. I think it would be really cool. And they'll tell me if it's a stupid idea or not. And we'll figure it out from there.
I mean, I have listened to your version of One Perfect Moment from Bring It On.
Oh, yeah. That was the first one.
That was the first one.
That was my first pronoun.
Listeners, stop what you're doing right now. Go to YouTube. You have got to watch. After you watch the Jimmy Awards, watch this. It is... I mean, I think it's my favorite version of the song.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, so Taylor Louderman, I love you. But it is
it's
iconic.
Amazing.
It's
Thank
so good.
You,
your tone when you start belting.
Thank you.
It's so good.
Is
it
that your most popular
song.
YouTube video?
One Perfect Moment?
Yeah.
I think my most popular is Requiem, actually.
Oh, okay. That one's so good, too.
Yeah.
And I love when you do Breathe from the night. I mean, I'm a fan. Okay, it's coming
thank
Connor,
you.
Slow down.
I know. I told Dunn, I was like, rein me in.
Connor, every time, because we have an Apple TV at home.
Yeah.
So we'll always like put YouTube on in the background. And it knows at this point that we'll always watch your covers or
things.
Oh, my
God. Thank
so
you, guys.
You just get shuffled in there. You and like...
It's like Jeremy Jordan.
Oh, that is some company to be.
I know. It's so funny. And then it goes to like Catherine McPhee singing.
Yes.
Like,
yeah. It's really oh my God. I'm honored to be a part of that.
Good company.
Shuffle.
Yeah.
100%. The four horsemen of the apocalypse right there. So going back to Jagged Little Pill.
Yeah.
Because this is like incredible. It's one of the most anticipated musicals of the season.
It's so cool.
I would say Jagged and Moulin Rouge and Tina are like the three that everyone's talking about right now. And then,
because
you know, they're also in the fall, but like,
yeah.
How has that been so far? So you took the time out of your busy rehearsal schedule.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, absolutely. I mean, thank you guys for letting me do this. It was so much fun. I love to talk to you guys. You guys are so cool.
Thank you. We're going to save that clip.
It's been some of the most incredible, like the past 2 years have been just insane with everything going on. I've never experienced something like this before. I've never done anything professional before until this. So like, this is a whole different ball game for me. Broadway debut, and I'm doing it with Celia too. I mean, we're both in it together. We're like, and our music video just came out today.
Yes, sorry, we love. Yes.
Small little plug, Head Over Feet music video.
It's
out
so
today.
Good.
So it's been, and recording an original cast album was like insane.
And that's done. You guys laid that down.
It is completed.
Here we go.
Yeah. Yeah. So oh that'll God. Come out, I believe, don't quote me on this, but I think it's opening night we will be releasing.
Oh, I love that.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's
either
exciting.
Opening.
This might be out or we're not sure yet when this episode will be released. So yeah. This is taking place in the past right now, but
oh, cool.
Maybe it'll already be out.
Maybe it'll already
Oh my
be
God.
Out. That's going to be crazy.
I know.
When do you guys open?
December 5th.
Oh, okay.
December 5th. Sorry.
We might time it then. Yeah. Right around that time then. Have you guys made a lot of changes from out of town now moving into Broadway? I have to be honest with you. I normally stay away from spoilers and I really have for this.
Yeah.
Like, I was talking to Dylan recently and I just found out on accident what the plot of Jagged Little Pill is because I really like to go into something.
How did you find out on accident? It is a complex plot.
Very complex.
Well, one of your castmates was talking about it on another show.
Okay.
And I was like, just, you know, walking to the subway and I heard it and yeah. I was like, oh my God. I had no idea that's what it was about.
Yeah.
It was Catherine Gallagher. Let's call her out.
Okay.
We're going to call her out
what
right
did
now.
She say?
She revealed some of it, which I don't want to spoil anything further, but there is a lot going on.
There's a lot going on.
It feels like it's a musical of 2019.
It is,
you know,
a musical of 2019 for
and
sure.
There's not a lot of those. I mean, when Dear Evan Hansen came out, that was kind of like, okay, this is happening present day. Mm-hmm. This is, you know, social media on Broadway and how it affects everyone. But I feel like Jagged Little Pill has so much in it.
It's very in your face. And I think like the Boston Globe or something said it's like the most woke musical since Rent or Hair or something.
Oh, I read that as well.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Can you give us your little elevator pitch or sort of like synopsis of the plot without spoilers?
I gotta practice this
media training.
We can cut this if you hate it.
Yeah, okay. Well, basically Jagged Little Pill is about a family, a mom, a dad, a son, and an adopted daughter, and it's basically all about how a family deals with their individual issues, and you basically live and learn through these obstacles that face you. And then there's also like my character comes in and Bella and Catherine Gallagher's character and Lauren Patton's character, we all kind of, and then it's all based on like this conscience, the conscience of these characters. That's what the ensemble is. The ensemble is the conscience of everyone. And it's one of the coolest things I've ever been a part of. Yeah.
It sounds so cool.
I think that was an awful description, but you know what? We tried.
And knowing what it is, I think you did a good job.
Thank you.
I agree.
Thank you.
Having heard a spoilery version of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that sounds great.
Because I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah.
Like, I want you to see it for the first time. Like, wow. I just got... It's all coming. But my part of the show is fun.
Yes, you're Phoenix.
I had a good time. Yes,
oh
Phoenix. Phoenix, yes.
Do you sing Head Over Feet?
I sing Ironic, Head Over Feet, and a song that's on not on Jagged Little Pill. It's called That I Would Be Good. It's
Ooh.
A beautiful trio.
Oh, it's a great song.
Yeah.
Yes, I've been listening to on Spotify. There's like a playlist. I don't know if a fan put it together or if someone like involved with your production put it together, but it's just like all of the songs, I think in the order. Of
all
the
of,
show.
All of, like, Alanis'
Yeah,
songs?
All of Alanis' songs.
Okay, cool. It's all of, like, her singing, or it's, like,
It's her
us.
Remaster. It's from her remaster.
Oh, okay, cool. I was like, oh, my God, someone, like...
You're like, no, oh, no. I know I
videotaped the...
On your face, you were like, oh, my God, what? You're openly talking about, like, a bootleg
Her album
thing?
Is so... That her music is amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
Have you gotten to work
it's
with
genius.
Her?
Yes.
Through it? She's really involved?
Yeah, so... We first met her probably 2 weeks before we went to Boston. She came in and watched our rehearsals and it was like, oh my God, she's like watching it. I was like singing Ironic right in front of her. Cause in New 42, like the chairs are right here and the stage is right there. So like Alanis was sitting front and center and I was right there with Celia and we were singing Ironic right in front
Surreal.
Of her.
Surreal. Were you nervous?
It was insane. Yeah. Extremely
Shaking.
Nervous.
Yeah.
but it almost made it better. It was like, oh my God, I'm so excited. And then I just like belted off.
Yes.
I picture her like with glasses on. In like civilian wear.
Yeah, she's very sophisticated.
Ooh.
And her, I mean, you can tell in the songs, her language, the way she talks is so like elegant and like thought out. It's mind blowing. Like you'll talk to her and then she'll take a second and like think about what she's going to say. And then say something that I do not understand because it's like these crazy intelligent words that I just don't understand, but like she's genius. She's
you know what? Amazing. You're right. She is really like philosophical.
Yes. Oh my God. Listen to those lyrics in some of those songs.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
She's the poet laureate.
Yeah.
Ahead of her time.
And she wrote Jagged Little Pill when she was 19.
Came
out when she was 19.
That's crazy.
It's like,
and it's a masterpiece.
It's a masterpiece.
Yeah. Connor, what is your favorite Alanis song, maybe particularly off of that album?
I don't know. I've got to think about it for a second. I do love Head Over Feet.
Head Over Feet is so nice, yeah.
It's so good.
I like Thank You.
Ooh. Yes.
Those lyrics. You
learn. It's so beautiful in the show, too.
Mm-hmm. If you learn on Jagged Little Pill, her album, Jagged Little Pill?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
It's you learn. It's so beautiful.
It's in my head all the time.
It just makes you
time.
So happy. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's so good.
Yeah.
There's like a live version of her singing it that I listen to all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Do you get to sing your favorite song of hers or?
I mean, Singing Ironic and Head Over Feet is like amazing. Yeah. That I Would Be Good is one of my favorite songs in the show, actually. It's just so beautiful and it's so meaningful in the show. My favorite song is Hand in My Pocket, though.
Of course.
I freaking love that song so much. It just makes me... Every time I'm on my way to work, I throw it on. I'm like, I got one hand in my pocket. And just like walking down the street, living my best life. It's the best. It gets me in a good mood.
Now, who sings it in the show?
Am I allowed to say that?
I don't know. No, don't say.
Well, I mean, I said... I'm singing.
Yeah, just say, because this will be out.
You can cut it out.
This will be out once. Yeah. I think it'll be out.
Lauren Patton sings it in the show.
Love.
And her rendition of it is just amazing. Lauren Patton is a genius as well. She's one of those people.
I'm watching The Good Fight on CBS All Access.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
She kills it.
I got that 1 month free trial that is currently happening, but... I'm a huge Good Fight fan. Which, oh my God, Christine Bransky. I want to meet her and ask her what working with Audra and Christine is like. Oh my God. But she plays a pivotal role on The Good Fight. It's really amazing.
I haven't gotten
She's
to
great.
Watch it yet, though, but I definitely want to take a look at it.
This like Good Fight season 3 is very like of 2019.
Really?
It takes place in the present in like Trump era. And she's, I don't want to say because it's kind of a spoiler for the show, but it's really amazing.
She's been killing it on TV, man.
Yeah.
I mean, she's doing Blue Blood. She's doing The Good Fight. She does so much. I mean, she's.
Wow.
And from Jagged, she's going to blow up.
Yes, just the whole cast that you're a part of is incredible.
The whole cast is amazing. It's crazy. I mean, Derek Klena, Catherine, Lauren, Elizabeth Stanley and Sean Krill are like
amazing.
Elizabeth Stanley
they're like
an
icon. Like literally Elizabeth Stanley can sing anything to me and I would just like let it happen.
Would you say she's the lead of the show or do you think it's such an ensemble?
Yeah, so it's her and Celia.
Okay.
Who are the leads. So it's the mom and the daughter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very next to normal.
Oh my God, I love
Very next
this.
To normal, yeah.
Wait, and Derek Klena.
Derek Klena,
what a
man.
Dream.
What a guy.
My God. We love him.
Guys,
he is
like my big brother. I swear to God. Like the first time I met him, one of the first times I ever talked to him, I asked him to do my solo show at 54.
Yes. I was there.
Oh, you were there.
My brother Connor was not
and
there.
I had laryngitis.
I was there.
That was awful. But it's okay. Whatever.
I don't remember
forget
that.
About it.
Is there video footage of this show?
I don't like to tell people. So
maybe not. I feel like I've seen all your videos on YouTube.
I think
don't know.
There's one video of me singing Sherry or something from it. But
you did Santa Fe, right?
I remember. No, I would not.
Did you
have
do anything Newsies related?
No.
You know, I was a few Manhattans deep that night. One of my best friends
Derek
was in.
Derek did goodbye from.
Okay. Oh, I remember. Wait, so did you know him at this point? Like, had you already been involved at Jagged?
Yeah, so I already did the workshop in the fall.
Okay.
And he was just so awesome. Like, he just welcomed me in and was a dream to work with, literally. Just and he's still like my best friend, so
oh my God,
he's so awesome.
Yeah, you guys seem like
have the comment, like we both played baseball, so we sang To Break in a Glove at my concert.
Yes
so it was all planned out, but yeah, so we bond over that. When we were in Boston, we would like get our mitts and like go throw, and It was great. It was...
Everyone says that being out of town with a show really solidifies you as a family.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that was like something that happened, like, especially with you and Derek? But
being in Boston was the best time of my life. Like, and my family came up for 4th of July and we rented out a little cabin like by a beach, and we invited the entire cast. The entire cast came and we had the best 4th of July I've ever had in my life. Like, so much fun. I had the best time.
Did you have that moment where you were like looking around? I know. Can we go next time?
Totally.
When you're just like looking around you and you're like, there are all these Broadway people and I'm a part of this now. Yeah. Like, what is that feeling?
And I get to do that every night, especially when we sing. I'm not going to say, but when we're doing the final song, we all get to look. We are all like in a circle and we all get to look at each other like, yeah, we just did that. We just told that story. I don't know what I'm going to do when I actually step foot on the stage for the first time doing a performance. Probably going to cry. It's what happened at the Jimmys. What happened to the Jimmys? This is actually crazy.
Yeah,
can I get into this?
Please tell us.
It's a tangent.
Give us the Jimmys.
Tell us everything.
Well, it's not like crazy. It's just like the parallels. So in the Jimmys, the opening number, we were all facing back. And I was like in the back row on stage right.
Okay.
And I was in the corner, like the last person. And we are facing the back of the stage and it's like, come with me. And we like turn around and everything. And I literally am in the same exact spot for opening Jagged Little Pill.
Ooh, wow.
And I'm facing back and I turn around. So I will be crying when
I have chills.
Oh like God. Every time I talk about it, I'm like, oh my God,
that's,
this is crazy.
That's like a cosmic,
like the
thing.
Fake Broadway debut and then the real Broadway debut all happening, you know?
That's so incredible.
So it's going to be a pretty surreal moment when I actually get to do that. And
cause Jagged's at the Broadhurst.
Yeah.
Have you seen anything there previously?
I saw Anastasia. Yeah.
Okay, great. Great.
Also another thing, Derek let me come backstage. The day one of the first times I talked to him, he was like, yeah, come see Anastasia. I texted him. I was like, I'm coming to see Anastasia. He's like, all right, I'll put you on the list. Come backstage. I was like, Derek.
That's so cool.
So that was really awesome.
It's nice to know that he is such a star, but he's such a nice person too.
One of the coolest guys ever. And he's so funny too. Oh my God.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'm oddly Facebook friends with him because I don't think we've met, but back before Twitter and all that became really popular, you would just friend Broadway people on Facebook to keep up with them.
I know. I'm friends with so many random
Leslie
people.
Kritzer is also one of my friends. Have we met? No.
I know. I don't want to say their names in case they decide to unfriend me after this, but I didn't know that was a thing. Many people.
It was a thing for a brief moment.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Very strange. But
you know what I was thinking about when you were talking about all of you at this 4th of July party?
Yeah.
A lot of you are making your Broadway debuts.
Oh my gosh. The first day we had a meeting. Well, the first day we had our equity meeting and our stage manager was like, can I just pause the meeting really quick? How many of us are making our Broadway debut? And like more than half the room raised their hands.
Oh, that's incredible.
It was crazy. We got to look around. We're like, wow, this is really happening. Like,
that is surreal.
Yeah. So it's going to be the first preview is going to be a big night.
Yeah.
I have like over 60 people coming to the first preview. My family's huge.
I love that. They're all going to come in from Michigan.
Yeah, Michigan, all over. I mean, cousins and like friends and stuff. But like, I got a lot of family coming the first
preview. Is the first preview November 3rd?
Okay. November 3rd.
Cool.
Oh my God, it's so soon.
Yeah, less than 3 weeks. Tech is next week.
Oh good, I'm glad we caught you now.
Yeah.
Otherwise
oh my God.
We would have not
Tech
heard back from you.
Tech would have been crazy.
So, okay, November 3rd. That's a Sunday night, right?
Maybe. Yes, because we have the day off the next day.
I was going to say, that's amazing. That is so nice.
Yeah,
but you probably will still have rehearsals during
previews,
not right?
Not the day off, but every day.
Okay.
Yeah, so like during the day we have rehearsal and then a show at night.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
We can't wait to see it. We need to figure out when we're going to go.
Dylan, should we pull out our planners right now and figure out?
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
Is this compelling podcast dialogue?
So you've also been involved in a few other things while working on Jagged.
Yes.
Went and you did a reading.
I've done a few readings this past year.
Okay.
I've been very fortunate to do a lot of really cool stuff.
One in particular we want to talk to you about.
Which one?
The Notebook.
The Notebook.
Oh yes. My God. Listeners,
there
is this Ingrid Michaelson Notebook version of the film, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Coming at some point. And you got to be in it.
Yes, I got to be in it. I got to be in the reading with Michael Greif as the director. Like,
unreal.
It was.
Are you kidding me?
Crazy. Like, and then Vanessa Hudgens was in it, and
which is mostly why we brought this up.
That's why you brought up High School Musical.
Ulterior motives. Yes.
Yeah. So Vanessa Hudgens is like the best, and Hayley Kilgore and Jelani Aladdin. Like, these people are so awesome, and I got to, and we all became a family. I swear to God, we were there for a week. I felt like I was there like all summer, like living my best life.
Oh, it's like camp. God. It was, you just so go and you much do this fun. Thing.
I did not want to leave. So we've had a reunion since then.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So
that's so cute.
Yeah.
Is it now? Are you all playing Allie and Noah at the different stages of their lives?
Yeah. So me and Haley are playing young Allie and young Noah at like 21.
Okay.
And then Vanessa and another guy, who is in it, is playing the older version of me, and then Vanessa's doing middle. So those are the middle.
Okay.
And then there's the old James Naughton and Candy Buckley were amazing.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow, this was so star-studded. I didn't realize that James Naughton was in that.
It was a star-studded cast.
That is so fun. I cannot wait to see it.
Was it like, you know how when you hear Waitress, you're like, oh, okay, like that's Sarah Bareilles, I can tell, yeah. That's her style. Could you tell it was an Ingrid Michaelson type score?
Oh my God, yes.
I loved it. Oh, it's going to be great, yeah.
Let me tell you, the music makes you cry without even knowing what's going on. You're like, oh my God, I'm feeling this.
And that's what you'd
this.
Want out of the Notebook, because that's like one of the number one.
I almost like can't even movies. Watch the movie anymore because I need the music in it.
Oh my God.
You know, it's
I
one of those things.
I love that. That's like me with Legally Blonde, even though I take that back. I still watch the movie Legally Blonde.
Yeah.
But that's really exciting.
It's really cool.
You know, Vanessa Hudgens, she's the real deal. This podcast is actually all about Vanessa Hudgens. I'm sorry, Antonio.
Secretly, this is all about Vanessa Hudgens.
She's got
I hope you were listening.
She's an icon, and you know what? She's always working.
Always.
She is always working, and her boyfriend is Elvis Presley now.
That's right. Yes.
Did I remember auditioning for that.
Did you?
Yeah. Never mind.
Did you see him in Death, or not Death of a Salesman?
I didn't get
the
to
Ice
see.
The Iceman Cometh.
Oh, no, did. I didn't get to see that. No.
He was incredible.
He's amazing.
It's one of the most passionate, like, clocked in performances I've ever seen. I honestly think he was snubbed of a Tony nomination that year.
Really?
I do. Yeah.
Also, I think he's gonna kill Elvis. Did you see like his look now?
Yeah.
He dyed his hair black. Uh-huh. He's like got the look, man. I was so excited when I heard that he was doing.
Have you ever, and we can always cut this out as well, but has there been a role that you've missed out on, like that you were close to or that you auditioned for, and then you have to see it happen?
Yes.
Has there been something like that? Has there been an
There's
experience?
Been two instances now.
Okay. You don't have to share if you don't want to, because we can obviously cut it.
Yeah, you can cut it. I'll share it. Also, you don't have to cut it, but it doesn't really matter.
Drama. Like,
If there's drama, we might have to.
So, no, there's not drama. So for, you know how the live action Aladdin movie just came out?
Yes.
I was 16 at the time, and I had just gotten an agent, my agent in Detroit, and she... put me up for the role, and I auditioned, got to the screen test, flew out to London, met Guy Ritchie, did all of this stuff, was like, I told this at my concert, at my, I was in like the final three guys, and it was like,
that's crazy.
Yeah. I tried on the costume and everything. I was like, I did a lot of stuff. So that was one of the coolest experiences of my life. But then the second time was more recent.
Okay.
The West Side Story movie.
Oh,
So I got a call back. So I sent in a video
for Tony.
Yeah. Before my 54 show, my solo show right before.
Okay.
I sent in a video, and then when I was in Boston, I got a call from my manager, and he was like, Spielberg saw your video, wants to give you a call back. So I got a call back, went to go meet with Spielberg and everything. And it was between me and three other guys.
Okay.
And then I got another round, so I got to the screen test, and it was between me and one other guy. But then they brought in Ansel. So it was me, Graham Phillips, and Ansel Elgort. So we were all at the screen test together. That's where I met Rachel. That's where I met Rachel Zegler.
Because you two are known for your covers as well.
Yes.
You'll do have songs.
Yeah. So
I'm shaking.
That all happened. Did the screen test for that. Ansel's a great guy. It's okay.
Yeah.
Very tall guy. 6'3" or something.
And Rachel seems short from what
she's like 5'2" or something. But I remember the first time I met him, I like walked into the bathroom, and I was you might not get this on the podcast, but like I opened the door and my eyes were down, and then I went, He's literally so tall.
He just did like a full like scan because his eye level was probably where Ansel's waist was.
Yes. He's very tall. But he was a really nice guy. And I think the movie's going to be awesome. It looks awesome so far.
I've seen a couple pictures online.
Yeah.
They were filming up in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, this is really cool. I'm so sorry you didn't get it. You're Italian.
No. It's totally
Tony. Very.
He's
Italian?
Actually Polish.
He's Polish.
Yeah.
Okay. It's Anton.
Yeah. Teodoro Anton.
Oh man.
It was like honestly, like the experience was amazing, and I wouldn't have asked for it any other way, except for you know,
getting it
that way. But it was getting to work with Spielberg and doing that whole thing was just the coolest experience.
And also Guy Ritchie.
Guy Ritchie's incredible.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Have you played Tony before in West Side Story?
I haven't.
Okay.
Do you know, the first time I saw West Side Story was for my like 14th birthday. Okay. I had heard all about West Side Story. I was like, what is this
show? Of course.
And then I went, my parents took me to see the tour.
Great.
And I was like, oh my God, this would be so cool to do. And then last year was like the craziest thing.
Oh my God. That is so cool, Anthony. Oh my God. I'm obsessed.
It was a very cool experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we saw a tour of West Side Story once.
It was probably the same. It was like the Broadway revival tour.
Yeah, it was they did. Recent.
It was it was like in the last couple 5 years
ago.
You know who played Baby John? Grant Gustin from Flash.
I love Grant Gustin.
On that tour?
He's the reason I started watching The Flash because I saw the song that he sings.
Oh, yeah. Is that Pascal Paul?
Yeah. They wrote that
Running
song.
Running Home to You or whatever. He's so good. Yeah, he was Baby John in the tour, and I knew who he was because maybe he did a guest star arc on Glee.
Yeah,
at some point.
He was really in Glee. Mm-hmm. I never watched Glee, but he was like a big part of it.
Yeah, he played like in the rival men's acapella group. Wait, I was such a Gleek, and I can't remember his name. Was Sebastian.
They were called the Warblers.
He was in the Warblers. Yeah. He kind of like caused some drama between Kurt and Blaine, I think, the gay couple on the show, or one of the gay couples.
I know. I watched like a few episodes of the first season and I never got around
to it. That's okay.
But I did watch some stuff with Darren Criss, and when I met him the other day, I was like, oh my goodness, what a guy. He's actually one of the nicest guys I've ever met.
So you met him?
Yeah, because I did, Jagged did a performance at LC Fest.
Yes,
and,
I saw that.
Because he like runs it. He made it, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And he is one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life. Honestly, so cool.
Oh, that makes me happy.
Yeah, so
down
to earth.
Again, kind of like we were saying with Derek earlier. It's like you look up to these people.
And it's so nice when they're actually great people.
Because, you know, working at 54, I don't normally have tons of interaction with artists, but you hear stories and you're like, oh no, like I worship this person. And it's like, they're not that nice or whatever. Yeah. But, you know, everyone has their days.
Yeah.
Last thing I want to say about West Side Story, and then we want to move on to a question. Connor and I were in an all-white production of West Side Story once.
This is dark, Dylan. I think we have to cut this out of the podcast. I played Riff, who's the leader of a gang, and I was maybe 14, 15, and I remember the director was like making fun of me to all the kids. She was like saying I was playing him as like really gay.
Oh,
and meanwhile, I like wasn't out. And like, I don't know. It was crazy.
Shit.
I cried. I was like so upset. But you know, I knew all my lines and...
You'd be a perfect Rick. You look great for the part.
Thank you.
Connor nailed his audition and I think that's why he got Riff.
Yeah.
He sang The Dark I Know Well from Spring Awakening.
Was that appropriate?
Amazing.
Oh my
God. The most run down community theater stuff.
Yeah.
Did you do a lot of community theater?
Yeah. Actually, we'll get to that
great.
In a second.
Now is the moment. Yeah. Yes. Should we ask our question?
We need to ask
the question.
The question that the only thing we ask our guests to think about before they come in is what was your Ring of Keys moment? The moment that made you realize that theater was something that you wanted to be a part of and consume or just, you know, squeeze your way into that vast world.
Yeah. So I started doing theater when I was 8 years old and I did High School Musical as my first show.
Well, there we go.
Are you serious?
I'm 100% serious. I was Zeke. I was 8 years old. I was the smallest little nugget. It was the best. It was so much fun.
You can bake, right?
Well,
that's his...
Zeke can. I can't.
Some creme brulee, right? Isn't that the whole
creme brulee.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was when it first sparked. I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. What? So then I kept doing shows and it wasn't until, cause I was still doing like sports and everything. I wasn't like that much into, you know, I was a performer for sure.
Yeah.
Like my parents, there's videos. I was a performer, but, it wasn't until I was in eighth grade and I did Les Mis.
Okay.
And I saw, you know what? It was, I saw the movie first. It was 2012 when the movie came out. Okay. And I saw the movie. The reason I wanted to watch the movie was because of Russell Crowe, because of his voice.
I'm sorry. Because were you fascinated by it? Or
I was so fascinated because I saw their Oscar performance and he's singing. I was like, oh, that voice is so cool. Everyone was like, yeah, not liking it. But I was like, oh my God. Like, I want to watch the movie because of that. And
I am shaken to my core. Yeah. Go on. This is so funny. Okay, I love it. It's great.
So I watched the movie and I loved it. And Hugh Jackman, obviously, and
legendary.
Aaron Tveit. I was like, okay, whoa, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And then they were doing it at my community theater. They were doing Les Mis. And I wanted to play Andre Ross. I was like, I am playing Andre Ross. I look like I could be Aaron Tveit. I had the long hair and everything. I was like, yes. Oh, I'm doing it. I grew up my hair. I was only 13, though. Okay. No, I was 12. I was 12 years old.
Wow.
Okay. There's, yeah.
How old were most of the people in this cast?
So the guy, here, I'll let you know. sorry. So I got a student revolutionary. And I was like, oh, you know what? I don't even care. This is going to be the best show ever. And a few weeks into the rehearsals, they started having me sing a little bit of the Marius stuff. And I was like,
oh.
So like we did like a run of One Day More and the Marius wasn't there or something. And they let me sing Marius' part. And I felt like I rocked it. I was like, yeah, I felt good about that. And everyone like applauded. Oh my God, Antonio did it. And then the next day, the director pulls me aside and like, we're going to have you as the understudy for Marius. And I was like, mind you, Marius, the guy who played Marius was 21 and the girl who was playing Cosette was 33. Oh. So that's community theater for you.
Yeah.
So,
wow. But
I just wanted to tell you that part because it's funny.
That's so funny.
Did you ever have to go on?
Okay. I never got to play Marius. And they also had another girl who was like a little bit younger who could play Cosette if I had to go on. Because, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
But it was, and then I went to go see the Broadway show.
Because the revival was happening.
Yes, the revival with Ramin.
Yes.
And I saw it and I was like, oh my God. I saw Ramin out there. And when he did the soliloquy, I was like, you're kidding me. Mm-hmm. This is what I want to do. Are you like, what? I was mind blown. I was sitting in the front row of the mezzanine and I was like, it was crazy. Like I got chills like the entire show. I was dying.
So would you say that's your Ring of Keys moment?
That's my Ring of Keys moment.
That's awesome.
And I mean, from that moment on, I was like, yeah, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do some Broadway stuff. You know,
I love that.
Broadway. Yeah.
Was that your first Broadway show that you saw?
First Broadway show I've ever seen was Les Mis. And I also met him in the stage door line and I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. So it was.
And then you're backstage at Anastasia and he's there probably.
He wasn't there. He was out by then. But yeah.
That would have been crazy.
But actually, his manager, we have the same manager, which is crazy.
It's all full circle.
And he was, because my manager knew about how obsessed I was with Ramin.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm going to invite him to your solo show at 54. And I was like, oh my God, please. And he wasn't able to come.
Okay.
But I'm going to meet him at some point. I have to. Well, I'm going to work with him, hopefully. I would love to.
You will.
That would be amazing.
It's sinful that revival of Les Mis did not get a cast recording.
Oh my God, it was so good.
Casey Levy was in there.
Casey Levy. Oh my God.
Andy Mantis.
Nikki M. James was as Ebony.
Yeah. It was so good.
Everything,
I loved it.
Yeah.
Although we went and we saw like five understudies.
Yeah, we went when it was a little later.
They were all amazing.
Really?
They were all amazing. But it was one of those nights where I was like, oh man.
It was actually funny at lunch the other day at New 42. I saw the guy who played Andre Ross. He's like in rehearsals or something right now. And he ended up sitting down and eating lunch with us. And I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. Do I say that I was like, oh my God, do I say I was a fan or like,
yeah.
I ended up saying, I was like, hey dude, just want to let you know, I saw you in Les Mis and I was like a big fan. Just want to let you know.
Who was he?
Oh, that's so fun.
Bad with names, but he's got a look. He's the tall guy.
Okay.
He was incredible in the show.
Was it Kyle?
something? I think it was Kyle.
Kyle?
It was Kyle.
I think that's his name. Yeah, I forget his last name.
Yeah.
You know, I always wonder that sometimes because, like, we've been in situations now with working in the industry. We get to meet and interact and see people sometimes in social settings, sometimes in work settings that I've admired or loved. And I'm always like, should I tell them that I love them? Should I tell them that I waited in the stage door line or wrote them a fan letter or something like that? But I always think, like, why the hell not?
Why not?
It's,
you know,
fun.
And that's what happened with Vanessa Hudgens too.
Yeah.
Because when we were doing our sing through, our read through sing through, and she started singing, I was like, oh my God, I'm hearing, I got to go my own way. I was literally, because she sounds exactly how she did in High School Musical. And I was like, oh my God, this is so weird for me right now. And eventually I was like, just want to let you know that is what was going on in my head when you were doing that. And she was like, yeah, I get that all the time.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
We need to get her back on Broadway.
Oh my God.
I know.
Yeah. She's the best.
Putting it out into
the
universe.
She's a triple threat, like the real deal. I remember when she did she did Grease Live. Do you like how
she's continuously being brought up.
She absolutely
legends, man. She's the shit.
She's relevant. I know her father had passed away the day before, I remember, and she completely nailed it. Oh my God.
She did
was
really
so
well
good
in the
as
line,
Rizzo.
Yeah.
And then we saw her in the Heights.
They did it in DC.
In DC. And she killed it. She was Vanessa. It was so good. She's amazing.
She's good, man.
Yeah.
He said Vanessa Hudgens is the shit. Is that the title
Hudgens
of the episode?
Is the shit. Vanessa Hudgens is the
That
shit.
Might be the title of the episode, depending on. So we are sort of coming towards the end.
Oh.
I know.
Sadness.
Just flew by, right? But I, you know, we want to touch on just a little segment that we sort of have towards the end, unprepared, of course.
Yeah.
That we, in the spirit of the title of the podcast, get the chance to just sort of unload whatever drama we have going on or anything that's happening or present in this life. And for me, it's drama that I actually have with Jagged Little Pill. I need to take it up with you right now.
Oh, dear.
It's okay. It's not a bad thing.
Okay.
I have seen on social media.
Yes.
Multiple people when the marquee went up.
Yes.
Saying, that's my hand.
Oh,
at least two or three people said, I can't believe they used my hand.
Like in the cast?
Yes. Whose hand is it?
The one on the thing. Well, honestly, I thought it was my hand too. I did. Because it kind
of
looked
the
like
mystery
like,
of the
does
hand.
Does it not? Look.
It could
Nobody
be.
Can see this on the podcast, but oh my God, it's my hand.
I'm looking at his hand.
It's crazy. It's not my hand.
Okay. Can you confirm?
I don't know. They didn't tell
God.
Us because there was
Drama.
One photo shoot. You know how we have the signs on the thing?
Yes.
So there was a photo shoot where there were a certain amount of people. They had all the principals and like three ensemble members there to do all the hand stuff. I got a manicure, my first manicure ever.
Yes.
It was very cool. and we had to do a bunch of like hand modeling stuff. And I don't know who it was because there were also hand models there. Like actual hand models.
Wow.
So it could be one of them.
The case remains open.
Yeah, it does. Nobody told us which ones they are.
I was like, oh my gosh, how cool. They used Celia's or whoever it was. And I was like, oh, great.
Yeah.
And someone else. Okay.
The mystery.
That's my drama.
That's
my drama. Connor, would you have any?
I had no idea.
I do have drama.
Go for it, man.
Oh my God. In my ever expansive life, you know, being young and single in New York.
Yeah.
I met a man. Maybe.
Dude, congrats.
An actor, which is the drama.
Oh my gosh.
An actor. I've never dated an actor. And we really hit it off. I think things will be great. I'm not going to expose anything.
You're not going to expose him?
No.
Oh, dang.
But I'm nervous because, oh my God, my heart's racing. Because
that's good.
I think butterflies. This could be a good one. This
nice.
Could be a good catch. So
I love that.
The drama, it's just in my head. Every time I think I have like a normal moment, in the back of my head, I'm like, is he going to text me back? What's happening? You know?
Yes.
It's
the
drama.
Jitters, man.
I mean, dating an actor, I'm scared because all my
friends don't recommend it. No, I'm just
joking. Yeah, everyone's like, don't do it.
Everyone says don't do it.
Right.
But it's like,
I date an actor.
If you understand the schedule, I mean, yes, it's hard. It's very hard because being an actor is totally different from being anybody else in a work. You know, like we have nothing to do all day and then a show at night and everyone has something to do during the day and then are done at night. So it's a very hard schedule to navigate.
It's probably hard. As you're saying this, I feel like it's hard for actors too to date because, you know, you're
busy. Sometimes they won't understand.
Yeah.
They won't understand this situation that we're in.
Yeah.
You know?
Honestly, it's a dream for me because honestly, he's in a show and
dude, that's so cool.
You know? The dream is that I don't have to, yeah, I can be alone at night.
Yeah, you know what? You get your, you, as much as you want to spend time with them, you also want your alone time. You yeah. know? You don't want, you don't need to be with them all the time, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, so, we'll see. I've been in a long distance relationship for 3.5 years.
Really?
My boyfriend lives in Ohio. He's in college. Hunter, I love you. You're out there somewhere. And
oh my God, help.
He is an actor. So good. I just know during tech, it's very difficult. The rumors are true.
Yeah.
You're not to bother an actor in tech.
Tech is going to be intense.
And then I'll be like, wait, you don't remember that I'm doing this random thing on a Thursday night? And I'll be like, no, I'm sorry. I'll be like, oh, wait, you're actually doing something really important right now. And
yeah.
But
tech
it is what it
tech
is.
Tech is a lot for sure.
Have you had any dating experiences yet in the city?
In the city? Yeah. I mean, I have some really great friends, you know,
yeah.
and we always have a good time. And I mean, I'm not going to say anything specific.
No drama.
Yeah. Cause
no drama on drama.
Depends on when this podcast is coming out. Honestly.
Ooh.
But I mean, just great experiences and everyone's been so awesome. I have really good friends here.
You're living the dream.
Living the dream, man. Honestly.
Living my dream. Wait, what?
Anyway. No.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Do you have any drama to drop here?
Are you
anything
any
you have going on?
And in your future, are you like ruminating on tech or any at your rehearsals?
I'm very excited. I'm going to the Lightning Thief opening tomorrow.
Fun.
Tomorrow night. Yeah. They invited some of the people from Jagged. And I just got some really... I also got this sweatshirt. My dad was here this weekend and we went shopping and I got some cool stuff for opening.
It's a great sweatshirt.
I got the sweatshirt. I got the hat. I got everything.
Yes.
You know, it's always fun when your parents are in town.
Oh, yeah.
Because they love to help you out a little bit.
Oh, my God. I called my mom earlier and I said,
yeah.
when are you coming?
Yeah.
When are you coming to visit?
So we can go out to a nice dinner or do something fun.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So
you're ready to, you're dressed for Broadway. You're all
dressed
ready for this
Broadway,
big
man.
Opening night tomorrow. And then in about a month, well, a little over
less
a month.
Less than a month. Yeah. I mean, we got less than 3 weeks. And I mean, next Monday we start tech, which is, I'm going in the theater for the first time for rehearsals.
Like, that's crazy. Wait, what are you going to wear to your opening night?
I want to find something so, like, I want to look like I'm going to the Met Gala. Like,
yes.
I want to look sweet. Like, I don't want to just like a traditional suit.
No.
I want
no.
like something crazy.
Did
like
you
a
see
hamburger.
What, did you see what Aaron Tveit wore to the Moulin Rouge
it was
opening?
Such a cool
it was like
suit.
A really cool,
yeah,
like, it almost
I don't
looked
even
like
know
a painting
was.
On.
Yeah.
I
still love the hair. It was
oh,
like
yeah.
A,
he's yes,
cool.
Well,
he's
Aaron
an icon.
Tveit is Dylan's
yeah, he's cool.
He's my favorite actor. He's
a good guy.
Incredible. Antonio.
Yes.
Thank you so much for sitting down with us.
Thank you guys. Honestly, thank you. I mean, this was so much fun. First podcast. I will
yes.
remember this forever.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay. So where can people follow you on social media?
Yeah. I am Antonio Cipriano _ on Instagram. I believe you can fact check me. I don't know. I'm also Antonio Sip _.
That's what we've got
on
written
Twitter.
Down here. Yeah.
Did I get it right?
You did.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then on Facebook, I'm Antonio Cipriano Music, I believe. You can find that. And I think that's
YouTube.
Good. YouTube. Yeah, just look up Antonio Cipriano. I'm sure some stuff will come up.
Oh,
I don't,
yeah.
Do we know my username for...
No, we
I
don't.
I don't know either because I didn't even make it. Like, my dad helped me make it. I don't know.
It's out there, though.
Shout out to your dad.
My dad's awesome. And most of my videos are on Tyler's
yes.
Oh, right.
But,
and we'll be able to see you on stage very soon.
Yes, guys. I'm so excited.
8 shows a week.
It's going to be crazy.
We'll let you know when we stop.
Also, follow Jagged Little Pill. Jagged Little Pill Broadway on Instagram. And Twitter.
Love it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Antonio, you're a dream.
Thank you.
Seriously,
you guys are
so
a dream.
Nice.
Thank you
so awesome.
Much.
Wonderful. You deserve all the success
thank
that you,
you
have and all
thank
that's
you.
To come. For
appreciate
real.
It.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
Cannot wait to see you in Jagged.
And I'm excited for this podcast, you guys.
Thank you.
Like just the future of the podcast. I think it's going to be really cool.
Oh my
you
God.
You are so nice.
Yeah,
we have high hopes.
You guys are great. You're fun to talk to, man.
Oh my God.
I'm having a good time. Yeah.
We'll let you know when this is all out there.
Awesome.
We can promote on our own as well.
Cool.
Well, thank you so much, Connor.
Thank you guys.
Until next time.
All right, Dylan.
Drama.